Now joined by the head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs in Cameron Cool. The Lady Bulldogs get a number two seed in what should be a pretty well-balanced district next week. I believe it's district number 14. I know it's going to be at Chillicothe next week. District seedings are out for that. The Lady Bulldogs are going to play Monday night at 7. I might as well announce this now. I think we'll have that on Z101.7 on Monday. Trenton Richmond, 2 seed, 7 seed. Chillicothe is the one. I'm not looking at a bracket in front of me right now. We're going to kind of wrap up the week here for the Lady Bulldogs. And head coach Cameron Cool, how are you doing today, coach?
Doing well. You know, girls last night off of we had a tough loss last night to Cameron, but I was really proud of how hard we played, and it was a good bounce back from Saturday.
As far as, you know, if you look back at the last two games, you know, they're both losses, but I think the most important thing that you need going forward is you got Macy Moore. You know, she had 28 last night. I wasn't at the game last night, but I'd assume she's pretty well back to full health by this point. Am I correct?
She was. I mean, she's still, you know, her body's still recovering. You know, you get hit pretty hard with that sickness, but she was a really tough to handle last night for Cameron. I mean, like you said, 28 points and just helped us on both ends of the floor. You know, did so many things for us. And really, our team overall played really hard against a really good Cameron team. You know, that team has had a good season, and they're really well coached, and they're going to be a problem for Pius or Maryville, whoever they see in districts. So, you know, really good team, great environment, and definitely had kind of a district feel to it. So it was a fun night for us, even though we didn't get the win.
Yeah, I talked with Coach Upton the last few years about how it's just, you know, it's been funny how the schedule has worked out that West a few years ago added Stanbury and Trenton, you know, a really good small school Stanbury team. So to get them in early February in regular season matchup was good, but you know, it's happened about 4 years in a row now where we've also seen Stanbury in the crossover game. So that makes it, yeah, you know, it makes it tough when you see somebody twice in close proximity, especially after you beat them on their floor, and they probably have a little bit of a, you know, a burr in their saddle when you play them again.
Yeah, you know, they made great adjustments, and we kind of got away from what we were successful the first time. You know, a lot of credit goes to Stanbury. They hit a ton of shots, and we were struggling offensively. But, you know, we were able to move on pretty quickly, and last night was, I think, one of the best games we've played. It was a 9-point game, but, you know, Cameron really shut it down with free throws at the end. It was a really, really close game the whole time. And so, really good game for us. I was really proud of how hard the girls competed.
The first half on Saturday, it kind of felt like, you know, you weren't playing at your best, and Stanbury was hitting shots. I mean, you know, Sydney Mattson was hitting shots all over the place in that first quarter, but you get that 30-footer at the buzzer to bank in from Lexi, and you feel like, okay, we're down by a bucket. Did you get a sense at all, Coach, of the second half that followed, or was it just kind of one of those things for two quarters?
I mean, I think the fact that the score was so close kind of masked some of the problems we were having. We were getting some shots to fall and some extra opportunities, but overall we weren't necessarily playing very well, so the score was closer than the game felt, if that makes sense, in that first half. And then Stanbury made it very obvious that the game was going a certain direction in the second half, and continued to hit shots, and we just struggled. So it was a game that we were able to, again, bounce back from, and I was really proud of the girls for you know, not letting that carry over.
So when did you kind of realize, Coach, because, you know, for me on Saturday, it was obvious that she was playing and still had 14 points and really grinded it out, but Macy was not at full strength, and, you know, especially with her just energy level, she was fighting a little bit. Did she look 100% better when you got her back in practice on Monday?
I mean, still not 100%, but, you know, this time of year, it's hard to be at 100% anyway, right, at any point in time. But, you know, Macy's such a competitor. She's going to go out and do anything she can to help our team win. And, you know, she's shown that throughout the year, and she did. She battled on Saturday, even though she wasn't at her physically her best, and I was proud of her for doing that. And you know, obviously great bounce back game last night against a really tough Cameron team.
And I think you hit it right. We talked about it now, we talked about it on Saturday after the game. At some point you tip your hat to Stanbury, and you know, we know what a good class one basketball team they are, and under Coach McQueen. And yeah, it still comes down to basketball. If you hit shots, you're gonna win games, and they had a ton of shots from beyond the arc on Saturday.
They did. You know, we again what we did really well against them the first time, forcing them into the middle and forcing them into our help defense, we struggled to do that this time. And so That opened up a lot of driving lanes for them on the baseline, which we've got to shut down, and then kick outs for pretty much wide open threes. So that's just something we had to shore up. And, again, I was proud of us for bouncing back and doing that really well against Cameron. You know, that game reminded me last night a lot against like our Smithville game, where we didn't quite get the win, but it's a positive moving forward.
Well, and yeah, you've had a few nice wins this year, but certainly, you know, no matter what happens next week, and you want to go on a run and, you know, get toward a district championship game, certainly if you can next week. But you got that game coming up Friday, the final home game for your seniors, and it's against a really good basketball team. And I just feel like if Trenton can find a way to get a victory on Friday night, no matter what happens next week, that's a great memory from this season.
Absolutely. You know, Penny's a really good team, really well coached, and we know what Nora Ford can do, and excited for Coach Croy that she was able to get her to go to NCMC, so that's awesome get for them. But we're excited to compete against a really good team on our home floor. And again, this time of year, you want to get wins, but ultimately you gotta get geared up for districts, and we're looking forward to playing Richmond on Monday.
Yeah, with that Hamilton team, we talked about a little bit last week. We know what Noor is. I mentioned Grayson Prothrow last week is a really good player attacking from that wing. Yeah, we don't mention as much with Hamilton, you know, the Jessica Richmonds and the, I'm going to forget a whole lot of names on their roster because I don't have it in front of me right now, but yeah, you know, they don't get a ton of points, but they have front court players that are tough and rugged, and they've improved over the last year, and that front court is, it doesn't get the majority of points for Hamilton, but it's a part of what makes them successful.
Well, I mean, any time that you have a team that's that successful, it takes the whole unit. You know, I'm sure Nora would say they're great screen setters, they're great offensive rebounders, they're great at finding space on the floor. You know, and all of those things lead to better opportunities for the players around them. So, great, you know, great teams and teams that are successful like that have to have everybody on the same page and doing their job, and that really ultimately is what a good team does. Everybody, if your job is to score 30 points, then you better do that. And if your job is to get an offensive rebound, then do that. So just they're a good team, and we're excited to compete against them on Friday.
You've played them already this season, Coach, down at the Lawson tournament. And, you know, Nora, she had, I think, 31 in that game against you, and I think maybe Grayson had 12 or 13 or something like that. And you ended up falling, I want to say, by like 10, 11, 12 points, something like that.
I think it was 64-51.
Yeah, so
they shut it down in the fourth on us. I think they made like 14 to 16 free throws.
Where can you make improvements, especially defensively? You know, Nora's going to get points, and she's probably going to hit a couple
sure.
of shots on Friday night, but where can you be better defensively the second time around?
Well, I mean, I think just making sure that we play team defense. You know, nobody, you know, I love Bob Knight says nobody can stop a good ball handler. So we have to have team defense and make sure that we have everybody ready to help out. You know, I thought we played well, but it's hard for our team if we're going to give up 64, 65 points like that to where it's going to be hard to win that type of a game. So defensively, we've got to shore it up and then finish possessions with rebounds. And, again, just continue to work really hard and get ready for districts next week.
You got Richmond, and the first thing you told me off the air, Coach, is, you know, you're a 2 seed and they're a 7 seed. I haven't really got down to studying districts and who's played who and record and all that, but yeah, the first thing you said about Richmond, and I could tell you just weren't blowing smoke, is that's a really good 7 seed.
Yeah, you know, they are. I saw them this summer, and I've seen some film on them, and, you know, as far as most 7 seeds you'd think of, you know, they're really, really good. They've got one player, I can't remember her name, but who was just incredibly talented and just very hard to stop, and then got some good pieces around her. And so, you know, that's one of those games that you have to be ready, and we've got to compete because it's just not going to be an easy game. Very impressed with the way they compete with upper level teams as well. So it's going to be a battle for sure.
To me, it sounds like that, you know, certainly Chillicothe is going to have home court advantage, and they have the 1 seed, and deservedly so with the season that the Lady Hornets have had. Are we looking at just a dogfight, pardon the pun, between the 2 seeds and the 8 seeds, that, you know, Chillicothe is probably going to handle their business, but those 2 to 7 seeds, those matchups on Monday night are going to be really intriguing?
I mean, I think so. I mean, you look at our district, you know, it was kind of a wash on, you know, who got the 2, 3, 4, 5, I mean, you know, through that, because we're all playing a tough schedule, and we're all kind of, you know, winning sometimes and sometimes not. We're all, you know, our records are very similar. You've got a Brookfield team who's been losing lately, but if you look at their schedule, it's just just ridiculous, the teams they're playing night in, night out. And so, you know, for them, their record doesn't necessarily reflect how good they are. And then you've got, you know, teams like St. Paul and Higginsville and, you know, just, again, just really tough. It's a tough district. I think it's well-balanced and, you know, again, hopefully everybody's looking for that shot at a good Chillicothe team.
Yeah, Trenton, Richmond, 7 o'clock Monday night to start postseason play. Coach, appreciate the time. I will see you Friday night at the gym.
I appreciate it. Thank you.